Dr. Richard Gale is with us, G-A-Y-L-E, and from Sutter Health, and of course the team physician as well for the San Jose Earthquakes. And it's been a pleasure having you. I'm glad to see you again.
Good to see you too, Marty and Pecan. Thanks for having me back.
This is one of the great fans that brought his daughters today, and great to see Dr. Gale.
I love Dr. Gale. In fact, can we start right away with you? You went under the knife.
I did, yes.
Is that like low key? Is that secret intel?
It's not secret intel. I had a hernia surgery a week ago.
God bless you. God bless you.
He gave me a big pep talk today on the hip, right?
I mean, come on.
You did give me a pep talk.
I did, yeah. You're undergoing a hip replacement surgery in a few weeks.
But you said it's going to be okay.
I think you're going to do great.
All right.
Local anesthesia?
No anesthesia. Just do it.
Give Marty a bottle of Santa Rita wine.
Something. I want to be anesthetized when I get to Irvine and then when I leave Irvine. I don't want to know anything for about a week.
Okay.
So how about that? But look, it's great to have you here. A couple of things going on in the sports world. One is Mark Melanson with the pronator surgery. I have no idea what that was all about. And do you come back from it? It's a rare surgery, isn't it?
It is rare. I think people will be more familiar with carpal tunnel syndrome, which is where tissue at the wrist is compressed and causing tightness and pain in a nerve that's called the median nerve. And in pronator syndrome, that tightness and compression involves the muscle that's called the pronator that's in the upper part of the forearm. And it's not that common for the nerve to be compressed at that location. But when it happens, it can be very symptomatic, and oftentimes there's a lot of pain, there can be weakness, and just fatigue, especially in pitchers, because you're putting a lot of forces and rotation on that forearm. So that type of procedure basically releases the tension on the nerve and basically releases the tension around the muscle. There's a band of tissue that surrounds the muscle that compresses the nerve. So it's usually a very successful surgery. The recovery time can take a couple of months, but all things equal, he should be able to get back to his prior level of pitching.
Good.
Oh, that's encouraging.
Did you see the picture of the scar?
No.
It was pretty gruesome. He had a crescent scar right there, as Doc's saying, at the upper portion of his forearm.
No, I haven't said. I heard the Heritage Salvage commercial, and I know Mary Catherine hopefully hasn't seen it yet. But
yeah, thank you. Is Mary Catherine real?
I hope so.
Okay,
I love the commercial. But whenever he follows me, he says I've got chills.
Right
after I say what I got to say. So we love Heritage Salvage.
Yeah, of course.
Bob does a great job.
He's the best.
And what I say in there, just to digress for 10 seconds.
Yeah, sure.
You walk into the place, it looks like something like a junkyard from somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's got boards all over the place, and it turns out furniture like this, like the table we're sitting in front of.
We got to get Doctor to sign it to get sent to the wall.
Absolutely. All right. One other thing for you before we let you go. This hernia surgery, Slater, sports hernia, and that's all I know about it. Is that a quick recovery, long recovery?
It's usually somewhere in between, fairly quick, but the sports hernia is somewhat of a misnomer.
Yeah.
When we think of hernias, we usually think of a bulging or a hole that creates a defect. Sports hernia is more of a core muscle injury. I think that's a better way to describe it, because the core in your lower abdomen and hip are surrounded by four major muscles, and when there's a weakness in that area, then there's a dysfunction between the upper part or the lower part of your abdomen and your hip or groin muscles. And so oftentimes when there's stress in that area, you get micro tearing and you get weakness, but you don't necessarily get a defect or a traditional hernia. And so that surgery usually involves repairing the micro tears or reinforcing the weakness in that lower abdominal floor.
We are in the same fraternity of the hernia fraternity. I had the umbilical hernia. It was not a sports hernia. And Marty, I could actually, the hernia was bulging. I could push it in and out of my ab wall in the hole. It's a strange injury.
Yeah.
And so I'm glad Slater's hernia is not as severe as as ours.
Recovery time?
4 to 6 weeks, Doc?
I would say 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
that
should put him in contention for spring training.
Yeah, well, he misses winter ball for him, which is
the issue. Big.
Big for him.
Oh, yeah, the winter ball.
Yeah, because he needed that. Hey, great to have you on, as always. So your winter is Earthquake, San Jose Earthquakes, and I can't wait to have you on next year again. We love having you on. We'd love to have you a regular, even past Sutter. We'd love
Thanks
to have you
much.
On whenever any of these questions come up. You do a great job.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure seeing you guys, and
look forward
to seeing you next season. And
great.
Best of luck with your surgery.
Thank you. All right. I'll be calling you.
Okay.
Dr. Richard Gayle, G-A-Y-L-E, Sutter Health. Rich, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks,
You're
doctor.
More than welcome. I'd like to thank my daughter, Zara and Celia, and my great friend, Paul Smith, who's here with me today.
All right.
Very good. He's a pro with the radio already, Pat.
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Come on. He's got it. He's thanking people already.
Yeah. And his daughter is so cute. I love her hair. Phenomenal. Right.
Always a pleasure.
Right,
thanks
you go,
very much.
I'll tell you what we'll let him do. Don't go anywhere yet. Okay, I'm going to let you do the hit of the week.
You want to do the hit of the week?
Come on, Doc. Can you read that, the hit of the week?
Give us the hit of the week.
Time now for today's hit of the week, sponsored by Chilson Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair, and Sutter Health.
Very good.
Look at that. That was awesome.
All right. Our Chilton Auto Body hit of the week. And the guys back in the studio have it. It's one of the doubles that Buster Posey got the other night. Go ahead, guys.
Diaz, the high set and the pitch. And Buster lines one into right center field. He's got another hit. And this looks like another double. It flattens out into triple's alley. Pence rounding the bag at third. He will score no problem. Posey with his third double of the game. His third RBI of the game, and it's 8-0. He can hit 3-for-4 with three doubles.